Day 281, or October the 8th. Always be on your guard. Our thoughts today come from Matthew chapter 26, verse 41. Watch and pray, so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And now the big picture surrounding this verse. We are quickly approaching the end of Jesus' earthly ministry, and he will never leave the south and visit Galilee again until he is raised from the dead. Jesus celebrates his last Passover meal with his disciples in the upper room, and is betrayed by one of the 12, Judas Iscariot. After Judas leaves the upper room, the rest of them leave, singing, for their last visit to the Mount of Olives, where Jesus is captured in the Garden of Gethsemane and taken away to be tried. He sees his prophecy of Peter's denial fulfilled in the courtyard of Caiaphas's residence. There the chief priest and the whole Sanhedrin meet to form the highest court in Judaism in order to convict the man who they are convinced is a fraud, but in reality is the Messiah they have all been waiting for over the centuries. How ironic. And now today's action step. It's interesting that our Lord, who taught his disciples to pray and is the source of our inspiration when we pray, seems to demote prayer to second place when he speaks to his disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane shortly before his arrest and trials. He says that they, and of course it must go for us too, are to watch and pray. For years I taught in Sunday school and often asked the kids what they should do when they're in trouble. They always said pray. I'm not sure they meant it, but they knew it was the right answer, and it was the one I was expecting. Our verse today challenges this assumption. Jesus told the disciples to keep watch and then pray. In other words, do all you can to steer clear of temptation and then bathe it all in prayer. Too often we think prayer will immunize us from temptation, but it doesn't. We are to do our part, watch, and God will do his part as we pray.